This conference is being recorded.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab. Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good Monday morning to today's entrepreneurs. How is everyone out there this morning? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're calling from in Southern California or worldwide. This is your host, Andrea James, and I welcome you to the show. I want to say I give honor to God, number one, that he's gotten me this far. Mommy, I got a internet radio show. I am so excited. Today is the first day of the work week, but the second day of the week starts on Monday, and it is an awesome, awesome Monday. We're closer to the holidays, and people may be already starting to think about what they want to do, goals that they want to accomplish in 2017. How about that? And sometimes things happen, opportunities are laid in your lap at the last minute, and I thank you this morning for all of you who have given me excellent reviews on my very first show. I am so excited and thankful for each and every one that called in and those that text me and or left me emails. I am so thankful that you've taken the time on Monday morning to support Andrea James and today's entrepreneurs. Who knows, you may be one yourself one day. Just know that dreams do come true. If they didn't, I wouldn't be talking to you now on this Monday, October 24th. Wow. One more week and a day and we'll be into November, and then it's gobble gobble time, and New Year's is not quite knocking on the door yet, but it'll be here before you know it. So I always want to start off by saying live your dreams and never give up. I have a wonderful, wonderful guest on the show this morning, a dear personal friend of mine that I've known him for a long time. He's seen me go through some highs and lows in my life, and I've seen him go through nothing but highs in his life since I met him. I was very impressed when I met him in Southern California at another radio show that I don't think is in existence any longer. But Brian is the type of person that when he says something, it holds value, which I am so excited about, to for him to grace my airways for the next hour. It's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And his name is Brian Franklin, the one, the only, the man, the legend, Brian Franklin. He's an author. He's a philanthropist, a visionary. He's a think tanker, thinks outside the box, just a plethora of information, speaking around the world in his expertise. And I'll let him tell you what his expertise is. And he definitely will inspire just one person, but it's not just that. He inspires millions of people, and some of the people that he knows is on the who's list of top, Fortune 100 people, and he's always involved in making our community better instead of complaining about it. Roll up your sleeves and get the job done. And that's the type of person that Brian is. And when I asked him the other day, Brian, I would love for you to be my first official guest outside of Scotty and I introducing ourselves last week. So I welcome and I thank Brian for being my first official guest. I could not have thought of anybody else. The only other person I would have thought about to have as a guest other than Brian, I can't get that person on the phone. And if you can, let me know. And I'm talking about the man upstairs. But I know that he's listening in as well on his personal line. But today is the beginning of, live your dreams. When you woke up this morning, you said, oh my gosh, I don't want to go back to that job. I don't like my boss. I don't like the people that I work with. I'm really stuck in a rut. What do I do? And you say, well, let me just sit here a minute and pray on it. And that's what I did a number of years ago. I said I knew that corporate America could not afford me. They couldn't pay me what I was worth. And I thought about it, and then the internship came, and things, one thing led to another. And here I am with today's entrepreneur, which I give a platform to the small, medium-sized businesses that are under the radar, and also those that people know about. I want to be your spokesperson. If you are encouraged to be in business, I am right there. I'm cheering you on, whether you're already successful and a multimillionaire and you need words of wisdom from me, or if you're just starting out and you need to find additional funding, or you're calling in and say, hey, I got a brand new business. Today's entrepreneur, would you talk about my new business? I welcome everybody that's an entrepreneur, and thank you for those of you who have stepped out on faith, and thank you for those who are thinking about it. Don't think about it. Do it. Start right where you are. And that's
Ms.
what James, I did. I started right where I was.
Ms. James, we have Mr. Yes. Franklin on the line.
Good morning. Good morning, Brian Franklin. Welcome. Welcome to today's entrepreneur.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. So honored to be here on your maiden two voyage. Your last week's show, I listened in and really enjoyed it. Appreciate you. And I want to just drop a quote before we really get into today from Mr. Warren Buffett. Mr. Warren Buffett says, successful people know if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. And so for those who are at work and really want to actually get off that J-O-B, it is time to start thinking about entrepreneurship today. Good morning.
Yes, I'm right there with you. Matter of fact, that's one of the ways that you and I met, with the venture that you were involved in back then. And you have not veered off from that from the moment we met up until now. That's something that you've always talked about, is entrepreneurship. There is nothing like it. You can't put a cap on it. It just takes hard work and perseverance, and it's but it's worth it. And I know that you personally became an entrepreneur at a young age. It's and not everybody can do that, but the fact that you had the support of your family to get you to where you are today, and even starting out at a young age of, I believe, 11 years old, and you haven't turned back. And I know there's still some things about your personal story and or business story that I don't know. Several times in the years that we've known each other, our paths have crossed. Homeless down in L.A., you were doing an event down there, and you have several books that are out. Your second book, I believe, is coming out. You spoke in front of many, many people. So let me just be quiet and say the floor is yours, and I am just – I'm speechless, really, to have the one and only – Brian Franklin. To the point, can you share with me one of the first if you don't mind, before you go to your backstory, the Brian Franklin story, the other Brian Franklin, how that got started?
Well, one of the things that I love to do, especially when time permits, is I like to give the snapshot of who I am from my bio. And if you don't mind, I want to start by reading that. And so for your listeners, I know we're also recording, so there will be those who will hear it later if they get off work or whatever the case may be. Because the bio is it's quite, I'm going to use the term lengthy somewhat, but thorough in giving a really good synopsis of who I am, where I'm from, what I do, and what's unique about what I do. May I start there? Would that be okay?
Yeah, it's platform is yours. Matter of fact, I'm right there on the page and going to be following right along with you.
Okay, very good. And I want to also say thank you, too, before I get to the bio, remembering when you and I reconnected, it was like 2012 when Occupy Wall Street was really hot around the country. And we were at downtown Skid Row at what was then called Occupy Skid Row, and we had launched a model in 2012 called Operation Skid Row to actually eradicate homelessness in Skid Row. So we'll put a pin in that one, and we'll talk a little bit more about that whole process, what
Definitely.
Challenges occurred as a result of the goal to eradicate Skid Row, because it's something that's very easily doable, by the way. But there's some historical data as to why it exists, and I don't want to go too deep, but we've got an hour, so the nice thing is we can kind of really go a little deeper into just some of the issues, some of the ways that I think. I'm very much outside the box. I don't do and say what most people do and say, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship. I'll expound on that briefly. But so let me go ahead and read for you. I love reading my bio, by the way, because it allows me to put some emphasis places where I want to put emphasis versus someone else reading my bio for me, because some of those things that resonate with my spirit and my soul, it allows me to put some emphasis. So thank you, and I want to thank God for allowing me to have this opportunity to just share. And I also, Andre, want to thank you for using the word inspire. Because a lot of times things that I do, things that I've done, and by the way, I also heard you when you're like, no bumps in the road. Oh, yes, there have been some bumps in the road. And I'm writing my second book called Caught Up in Capitalism, and that book is my biopic. I really enjoyed Michel A's biopic the other day, and it inspired me. I'm like, man, I called my boy Lonzo, who I just happened to be the chief technology officer for, the brother who discovered Michel A, also discovered Ice Cube and Dr. Dre and those guys, and you'll hear that in my bio, by the way. But my biopic is from birth to today, and the bumps along the way. There haven't been lots of bumps, fortunately, but when the economic market crashed virtually worldwide in 2008 aggressively, I was affected by that, just like most companies. I always say to entrepreneurs and people, if General Motors, a company as large as General Motors, didn't get a bailout, General Motors would be out of business. And so someone's having some challenges in their business, it happens. But the thing is, just stay committed to what you're doing. Make sure you're reading the signs as you go to ensure that you're going the right direction. Because I'm not one who's not, I'm not a standard motivational speaker. As you know, Andre, I hired Les Brown to be one of our spokespeople. That was in 2008. Man, time sure does fly. But, you know, Les motivates. That's what he does. I'm actually what I call a techie, zeros and ones kind of guy. And I just put in work, but my models and my thinking are very, very mathematically sound. So let me go ahead and read this to you. Brian is a – for those who may want to follow along, by the way, just go to brianfranklin.net. My Brian is spelled with a Y, so that's BRYANFRANKLIN.net. And my mom knew that I would be a person that would ask – a child that would ask lots of questions. So she spelled my Brian with a Y, because I'm a Y guy. I ask questions. I don't just accept things for the way they are. So Brian is a visionary, entrepreneur, technologist, and author. He founded OneEyeMall.com in 1998 to create wealth for a finite number of visionaries. He also created the Circle Club, a way to collaboratively share wealth. He is the mayor of CrenshawBoulevard.com. One of my quotes, when I answer my phone from people who I don't know, I always answer my phone, "Greetings, this is Brian. How can I serve you?" And I'm very sincere when I say that, but my serve has a dollar sign for the S. So it's about money, because the work that I do is entrepreneurship, creating wealth. So I'm always looking to serve, not only from an economic collaborative perspective, but also to help people, because my background, let me go ahead and read, I won't even digress. OneEyeMall.com, formerly known as MadVoice.com. You remember that, Andre? M-A-D. MAD is an acronym for Making a Difference.
Making a Difference.
Has been featured in Black Enterprise Magazine, newspapers such as Rolling Out, the Urban Business Journal, L.A. Watch Times, Our Weekly, and on the Black Enterprise Report on NBC. Brian has spoken across the nation with highly respected names such as Les Brown, Tavis Smiley, George Frazier, Russell Simmons, and Jerry Detweiler, just to name a few. Brian is proud to refer to Abe Thompson, a very close friend to Oprah, Emmett McHenry, the inventor of .com, yes, I said the inventor of .com, and Dr. J. Owen Smith, a brilliant political scientist, as three of his JEGNAS. Now that word, ladies and gentlemen, J-E-G-N-A-S, JEGNA, J-E-G-N-A-S, look that word up and do a search on it. I use that word in place of the word mentor. Though briefly, the word mentor is tied to homosexuality. If you do your etymology on the word, you'll find mentor is about men touring young boys back in the Greek days. So words are very powerful. People just throw that word out like it's just like, oh, I'll be my mentor. Be conscious of the word now that you know better. Just be conscious of it. So when I'm in a public environment, I say as my advisor, and then if I get to know someone, I talk about JEGNA so they really understand what that word is and where the source of it is. It's like the Amharic word from Africa in regards to a powerful, strong leader. All right, so now I'm going to continue to read. Brian's birth date, March 4th, 1962, is very apropos. March 4th is a command to move forward, and that is exactly what Brian does. In 1973, at 11 years old, Brian won the I Am Somebody essay contest and was the star of the KABC nationally televised contest. His mother helped him write the essay. However, Brian spoke that he would be somebody into his reality from impoverished Watts, California. Brian's mother, Mary Franklin, and God helped Brian and his brother to believe that they could be anything they wanted to be without limits. His brother, Dr. Rodney Franklin, M.D., did it from the hood, and their oldest brother, Derek Franklin, the safety specialist for the United States Postal Service, helped his younger brothers reach for their dreams while living in the hood. Both of Brian's brothers are proud members of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity, Incorporated. Brian was identified as gifted at an early age as per the criteria of CaliforniaGifted.org. He started his first job at WLCAC in 1976 at 14 years old. He attended Alain Leroy Locke High School in Watts, class of 1979, and is a proud alumnus of Control Data Institute, class of 1984. Brian was hired as a field engineer by Trace Instruments in 1984, and by 1989, Brian was promoted to the position of field engineering manager, and all of the field engineers reported to Brian worldwide. He was considered one of the world's experts on the subject of testing of bare printed circuit boards. Being an expert in his field, General Electric, GE, called on his technology company, Franklin Choi Corp, FCC, which he founded in 1991 to support GE's plastics division from 1997 to 2005. FCC grossed $2.3 million in sales in 2001. In 2004, Brian was awarded the DJ Alumni Award by ImpactRecordPool.com, led by Danny Foot James, rest in peace, and Tracy Kendricks. Brian opens his vast connections to any active paid OneEyeball.com member on a per-case basis. Although Brian is a capital development strategist, he will assist with capital infusion for a 10% consulting fee. He is a capital development strategist for the Council of Black Political Organizations under the guidance of Dr. David Horn. He is an author for Business and Economics for CitizenDiem.org, which was created by the co-founder of Wikipedia.com. Brian is a member at large of the California African American Political and Economic Institute at California State University, Dominguez Hills. He is proud to be the Chief Technology Officer, CTO, for JobsCreatePeace.com, LonzoWilliams.com, UnitedHoodNation.com, and KingdomDayParade.org, just to name a few. Brian is an advisor to BlackTradeLines.com and many other worthy movements. He was also the executive producer of a major music project called Herbal. He has two beautiful daughters, Mrs. Danielle Edwards, Masters of Education, a proud Spelman College and UCLA alumna, and a proud member of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Incorporated, and Ryan Franklin, my daughter, Ryan, a gifted student at Biola University. And then one of my quotes is, another one of my quotes, the ones that meet the most do the least. I'm Brian Franklin, and I approve this message. Miss Andrea, did you have any questions at all?
Oh, boy. you're just, you're amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And if we could clone you, we wouldn't have these problems. Can you be cloned? That's my question.
Well, to answer that question, I'm going to say yes. Because when one writes books, that is part of the process of the duplication. And if you look at some of the videos of Dr. King, some of the videos and the writings and the speeches from Dr. King and Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, I can go on and on. It's the key is to document your work. And so that's one of the things that I do. So, yes, I can be duplicated. It just won't be the same DNA, but my thoughts. That's my birth, all the way to present. Being a technologist, it's gonna when the book is done, it actually will never stop because it'll be digital. One, we're gonna have a hard copy, but also it'll be a blog so that people can continue to follow my life until I transition at 100 years old.
Oh, you already got the year. Okay.
Oh yeah, you speak into existence what you want. Let me give an example of that. Hanging around Les Brown, there's been some tremendous value. He has some amazing nuggets. One of Les Brown's nuggets that I just shared with my lady, actually, I think it was yesterday. She has an elder who has been diagnosed to have a terminal illness. Okay. And so the doctor said to the elder, well, you have 2 months to live. And Mr. Les Brown says, doctors should never say that because many people take the diagnosis and begin to live the way the doctor said the time they have left. So I said, well, I'm dying in 2 months. So they start speaking into existence. They're dying in 2 months. And so Les says what they should say is, my ability as a medical professional is at its limits, so now it's up to you how much longer you choose to live. And put it in God's hands, the person's hands, but quote-unquote, my brother's a medical doctor, and I've had the conversation with him, and I don't remember, it's been a long time, and I'm like, Doc. I call him Doc now. My brother's only 13-ish months older than me, very, very close, but that work he put in to become a doctor from USC, I'm just very proud of him. But I said, man, do you give the terminal prognosis to people? So my long response to that, Andrea, is I am stating I'm going to live to be 100. And matter of fact, I'm going to be married. I'm going to let my honey know that, baby, tonight will be the last night we will make love. Watch this, as husband and wife. And I'm going to transition with a smile on my face.
That's powerful.
Indeed, that's real talk.
Yeah, and it's really in control. It's you speak into existence what you want, and that's definitely speaking that into existence. It means that you're not afraid of the unknown and unseen, especially if you're not afraid of stepping out on faith and being an entrepreneur. Then that means you got your back is covered here, and your back is covered in the next life as well. Plus, you have created vehicles to leave a legacy behind you, and that's another reason why I admire you so much. It's not you're not only doing it for you now; you're leaving a legacy, and that's something else about you. One of the things that I admire is when Brian Franklin speaks, people listen.
Well, one of the things, that's actually a true statement. I really appreciate that. However, I'm very, very conscious.
I'm sorry,
about
to,
what I,
I'm sorry,
and it sounds
Mr.
like
Franklin.
We're coming up on the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
We have to go to commercial break.
Very good. I'll put a P in that one.
You are tuned in to Today's Entrepreneur with Andrea R. James. Her special guest today is entrepreneur Brian Franklin. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *6 and 1 anytime you would like to comment. Now back to Andrea James and Today's Entrepreneur.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening in, whether you're on the internet, whether you're in your car on the way to work, or you snuck away from your desk to listen in. Thank you. And this particular segment, I'd like to segue into what our subject is, how to use technology to increase cash flow. And I know you were going to get to it, but you're just, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, and I know you, but I'm always want to listen to reiterate or learn something about you. And that word Jenga, I remember the day that
Jegna,
you told me.
J-E-G-N-A, Jegna.
I remember the day you told me that. Matter of fact, I took a picture because it was somebody else that was with me when you said that, and it just, I still have not heard anybody use that. And when I tell them about it and they, how to start using that word instead of the mentor, they look at me like I'm crazy. But I said, look it up yourself. And words are so powerful. And for you to speak the words up until your last breath, I don't think I've heard anybody have that type of real positive. But that's, you go with that. I'm right there with you. But today is the subject for, and this is how you built some of your platform, how to use technology to increase cash flow. Can you expound on your ideas on that and your platform for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I always like to set foundational. And here's a foundational. If you're going to build a building, one of the most important things is you get it nice and square, and that foundation be deep and solid. And so I just get people to begin to think differently and think deeper. So let's start here. If you take a look at the Forbes 10, top 10 richest people in the world per Forbes, there may be some other people richer that choose not to be in Forbes, but just to take Forbes for a moment, and if you look at the background of the top 10, you will find that most of them, most is more than half, are technology-based. And what you will also find is two relatively newcomers that are knocking the ball out of the park, and that's Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. A lot of people, when you use the name Jeff Bezos, they don't know who he is or what company he owns. Mark Zuckerberg, more know his name only because there was a movie done about his life and his business called Social Network regarding his starting the Facebook and all the unique challenges and the roads that was taken to get there. However, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon.com, started in his garage and selling books. That's all he was selling. He had a brilliant idea. Borrowed around $300,000 from his mom and pops, and they have made their money back, oh my God, thousands of times over, because it's a major multi-billion dollar conglomerate now. But if you just stop there and look at how new the internet is to the general public, the internet was introduced to the general public in 1994. So the internet today is around 22 years old, okay? 22. Think about anyone around you that's in their early 20s. That's how old the internet is, okay?
Wow.
And so, it's young. And so based on the Amazon model, based on the Facebook model, selling books, now selling, quote-unquote, virtually everything, from Pampers to MRIs, cars, and houses. You can buy houses on Amazon if you want to buy a house. I mean, it's like everything now from A to Z. And you take a look at Mark Zuckerberg, and one of the things that most people don't take time out, Andrea, to kind of think, and this is dealing with the cash flow using technology. Who is Facebook's competition? And the answer today is, there's virtually no one in their space, okay? Virtually. There's a couple in the social network space. Now, Twitter is not like Facebook. They have some similarities, but they're not in the same space. And Bill Gates owns a substantial portion of Facebook that most people don't know about, these little tidbits. And why is this important in regard to using technology to create more cash flow? Most entrepreneurs are taught by others who are in the business, listen to me closely, they're taught by people in the business who make money off of people that start businesses, okay? And me being a former consultant to General Electric, I don't go into a room and say to a room of people, hey, you all should be entrepreneurs. Here's what I say, Andrea. Let's start our businesses. And so what I'm putting out into the universe with that comment is a spirit of collaboration, mergers, strategically partnering, and acquisitions. And so, like, for example, an example, right down the street, I live in L.A., and a new soul food restaurant just moved into our town right across the street from KGLH Radio, for those who are in L.A., and that's Sweetie Pie. And so they have Sweetie Pie's Inglewood.
She's finally there. Okay, great.
Yes, ma'am. And I ate there recently. The food is good. But where I'm going with this is you can actually throw a rock and hit Doolin's right down the street.
Hello.
Very well. So where I'm going
with... Yeah, walking distance of each other. What's that all about? Wow.
You can throw a rock and seriously hit each other's buildings. You got to have a pretty good throw, but, I mean, it's like you can see the other building from the other building. So where I'm going with this is we've got to start to look at, and I know your show is focused on black people, so let's think black folk about where the new money's being made, internet, and how the big bucks, it's not through individualism, it's not by being an independent business owner, it's by being collaboratively connected to others who are in the same space. So where I'm going with the Sweetie Pies and Doolin is we've got to start doing more franchises. So Sweetie Pies should franchise and should have, and so Doolin's, do they need that spot right down the street? No, they don't need that spot right down the street. All it's going to do is reduce both of their gross revenue over the years. So, and then based on quote-unquote technology, they both, as you go in, when you go into major restaurants, let's use Buffalo Wild Wings, for example.
Okay.
Matter of fact, let's use Denny's, because as you know, we developed a strategic partnership. Did you say Denny's?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you very much. But yeah, let's use Denny's. Many major restaurants, you'll see their TV screens that are advertising other people's businesses, okay? You also find, like at a Staples, which is very common, you'll find Staples.com, they circle the receipt, and they say, go here and do a survey. And so what they're doing is they're using technology to make more money. So when you go to the site, you register for this free gift or whatever you go. Once you register, each registration has a value of around $35. So you have 1 million people that register, you now have, you can actually now fund your business with $35 million because there are people that will buy your eyeballs. So again, using technology and not just thinking about chicken and pancakes and things of that nature, a lot of people know, McDonald's is a real estate company. And they have free Wi-Fi in the McDonald's, virtually all of them. And so when you get to their free Wi-Fi, you have to log in. You get to the landing page like at Starbucks. And you go to the Baldwin Hills Mall here in Los Angeles, they ask for your email address. So where I'm going is I'm bouncing around, but I hope you're hearing me, how when you think about food, you think about just food in the standard environment. But you want to think about all the verticals of other ways to make money using technology from conventional models so to increase your cash flow. And then finally, for every single person, Ms. Andrea, that's listening to this program that has a job, in America there are only two ways to earn cash to be reported, or money to be reported. It's W-2 if you have a job, 1099 if you do not, and you are a subcontractor or self-employed. Now, watch this. Most people know about the small amount of taxes that Mr. Donald Trump has paid, and his response was, well, it's smart. And I'm going to say, yes, it's very smart, because when you have tax strategies utilizing all kinds of, one, technology, using the law to your advantage, and by having a 1099 opportunity / home-based business, now you can actually pay less in taxes as well as this. Also, you can write off the car you're driving once you leave work and you're going to go to see a client that happens to be on your way home. Are you following me, Andrea? Are you following
yes,
me?
I am.
Just happens to be. And now, watch this. They have applications that can actually, because now the GPS can track very easily through global positioning. So when you leave your work, you hit your app, and using technology, you now can track that you have driven 10 miles from your job starting point to your client. That mileage and that gas, you can now write that off. So now you're using technology to make more money. So there's like a long dissertation of using technology in ways that most people haven't thought of. Some have, but most have not. And so let me pass the microphone back to you and see if you have any questions on what I've just shared.
It's, well, one of the, if you don't mind talking about it, one of your projects in making business or cash flow is one of the programs that you've created for Sunday nights, Black Trade Lines. And on Black Trade Lines, there's African-American business owners or black business owners. It's one of the things I question nowadays. One day we're blacks, another day we're African-Americans. That's a whole nother program. And it's a plethora of businesses that get on the conference call on Sunday nights. And last night, they were... part of the group was in Houston, Texas, and they did a bus tour for going around to different restaurants, black-owned restaurants. And some of the people that were on the tour, on the bus tour in Houston, Texas, they said that there are several places that they had passed that they had stopped yesterday, and the people, they didn't even know that they were black-owned businesses. So that, and after they got to the last eating place, we were able to do a live broadcast of Black Trade Lines and talk about some of the businesses there in Houston, Texas. So just by the way of the phone and chiming in, using the internet, we were able to talk about different businesses, and they said, we like it, we'll come here again. So it's cash flow, even though it's face-to-face people in California and other places that were listening in last night to talk Black Trade Lines, they learned about other businesses and how they're doing. But I thought it was a wonderful idea that it was in real time, and it was, I'm not sure how long the tour was, but people said it wasn't long enough. But that's another way of thinking outside the box, using technology and talking about different businesses. And you have a call that you do on Saturday mornings at I believe 9 a.m. and then also again on Monday nights at 6 p.m. Can you share a little bit about that? And that's also how to use technology to increase cash flow.
Indeed. Well, thank you for that. But yeah, Brother Elevation Allah out of Houston, I really appreciate
it. Oh, yeah, Brother Elevation. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, ma'am. And as you know, Andrew, I'm one of the advisors to, not only an advisor to Black Trade Lines, but I'm also, as I read in my bio, but we're also one of their partners because of the unique work that we do, the unique work they do. But we do a conference call on Monday night, so tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time, to help entrepreneurs and show them how to make money while they sleep by working collaboratively via our One Internet Mall. And we have a lot of domains that we own. Matter of fact, as you know, Andrea, let's not repeat it on the call because someone might beat you to the punch. But there's a domain, as you know, I suggest that you buy to make it easier for people to find your show as you go forward. And we'll talk offline about that again. However, one of the domains that we own, which is a very valuable domain, it is black365.com. So black365.com. Now watch this. For those of you that may have seen those McDonald's commercials, McDonald's owns 365black.com, so which is actually out of proper orientation. Theirs is backwards. I'm 365 black. No, I'm black 365, so we own it in the proper orientation. And actually, I've had some dialogue with McDonald's brass regarding buying that domain. We were talking in the range, just for a domain that I bought for, you know, around $10, we were talking at $200,000 for that domain. And it was going well. However, they wanted to own it outright, and I would not sell it outright, as we own CrenshawBoulevard.com and many other very valuable domains. But our Black365.com, the reason why I brought that up is one of the things, as a if you have a job, and if you're an entrepreneur, one of the things you want to do, and this is really important. And so today, Andrea, I agree with you. There's another show regarding black or African-American. Today, I use black. I like black because in economics, you're either in the black or you're in the red. And so when you talk money, economics, black is very, very positive. And so yes, I like using black. You know, all the negative connotations to black. Foundational when it comes to economics is black or red. So get our Facebook event regarding our call tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern, just go to www.black365.com. When you get there, it's going to take you to our Facebook event. All the details regarding our call tonight are there. So, again, just go to black365.com. And I say the www, and the only reason why I say that when I'm on a radio interview is because I know that most people, when you give them a web URL, they actually put it in the search. And that's one of the ways that Microsoft, which is Bing, they rebranded themselves very well, Google, they make billions of dollars off of taking people where they want them to go because people just don't know. But when someone gives you an actual web URL, do not put it in the search bar unless you're doing some research, okay? But if you want to get to that person's location, put it in the address bar at the top of the page where you see the http://www. That's where you, so you just, all you have to do is just highlight what's already there and just type black365.com, and it takes you exactly where we want you to go. However, if you're putting it in the search, you put www.black365.com, it'll be the first link that comes up. So I also, as I just do my work, part of what we do with our One Internet Mall, oneimall.com, is we have some back office business tips. So for the entrepreneurs, the budding entrepreneurs, and that's everybody. So now, as I shared earlier, Andrea, if you have a job, I recommend that everybody also has a home-based business, be it oneimall.com, we're a membership-based organization, or choose any home-based business you want. Now, I recommend you do a little research, read our data and our research on home-based business model, because there's some that are bona fide SIMs, and some of them have been shut down by the Federal Trade Commission, some of them are shut down by the SEC. So do your research. Don't just get into something and mislead your friends and family. Get into something that's tried, true, and different is something that I recommend. So thank you for doing that. And then let me give one more little tidbit prior to, I know it's getting close to the end of the call. But if you want to follow us, I want you to just text, by the way, we use Black Trade Lines for this tool, by the way. Take your mobile phones out if you already might already be on your mobile phone, but just open up a new window like you're going to compose a new text. For the phone number, put in 323-451-5050. Again, in the phone number area, put 323-451-5050. In the area where you would type the data or the text that you're going to send to the person, just type the word wealth. W-E-A-L-T-H. You do that, that's going to subscribe you automatically to our text blast, and you can share these blasts, and so now you have ways of getting back in contact with me digitally, like going again digital, remember, using technology to create cash flow. BrianFranklin.net is my contact info to connect with us via a text blast. Text the word wealth to 323-451-5050. And again, go to black365.com. Currently, that URL is pointing to our event for tonight. Please come and please join us. So there you have it. Thank you so much for allowing me to share the information regarding our call tonight.
Oh, you're more than welcome. That's what my platform is all about, supporting entrepreneurs. Matter of fact, Scotty told me at the beginning of the hour that when he and I were signing on, that there is a new word out there, and I wanted to ask you if you know, if you've heard about it.
I'm sorry, Andrea. It's not new. It's new to me, but the term it's been out there for a few years.
I mean, I already get it because of the prefix. However, I would rather be a collaborative entrepreneur, so we're working together versus solo. So that's me, based on the prefix of solo. But if you look at black people, and you know, back to us specifically, one of our challenges as a group is working together, and most of us know this to be true. And so as long as we stay disconnected, working individually as independent business owners, we'll never own anchor stores, we'll never own major hotels. You know, Bob Johnson is an investor in some Marriott and some things of that nature. But in regards to, in general, we don't own enough large entities, and one of the reasons why we don't own any large entities is because we're not working collaboratively, we're not merging, we're not strategically partnering, we're not acquiring existing businesses. Matter of fact, with regards to an acquisition, Kizzy, the brand is available for sale, by the way. We talked about Doolin's, that's the other half of Doolin's Soul Food Kitchen, but Kizzy, that brand is available, and we're thinking about buying the brand.
Oh, my God. And, it's for sale?
So, yes, ma'am. The brand is for sale. So if you know anybody who wants that brand, have them reach out to me, because I'm kind of working as a broker for Mrs. Doolin to sell her brand. But, again, see, someone should buy that brand and then create a franchise, because that food, as you know, was amazing also. But franchising versus working as an independent, quote-unquote, solopreneur.
I would encourage the listeners to go to blacktalkmediaproject.org. The very last blog post that I made gives some more context for how solopreneur is being used. And all that simply refers to is a small business where there is only one owner. Like you were speaking about earlier, Mr. Franklin, about that 1099. And most of them are online-based businesses as well, but it's not. That's simply the business structure, what's on paper, but obviously businesses do collaborate with each other. So I would encourage people to read that post about this new startup. Trapeze, I believe is the name of it. I just became aware of it, and they introduced me to the term solopreneur, and it is a platform where they are targeting. They actually invited me. I did not come across them. They analyze the traffic of your web properties, and then they also have an algorithm that judges your reach on the social media, because you provide them with your social media accounts. But they did all of this on their own before inviting me, and so it's in the stage now to where they're just looking for web property owners. And then what they're going to try to do is match at the phase two, they will open it up to those who have something to sell, so that they can not just go through, let's say, Google and the AdSense program, which is passive income from your web properties, but then where people will be able to reach out to you, especially if you have a niche like Black Talk Radio. Like you mentioned earlier, we are niche. Talk radio, black people talking about various topics. Mm-hmm. And so they identified us as a niche website and analyzed our traffic and therefore invited us to join. And anybody can join and they'll do the they'll analyze your web property and tell you what you need to improve on. But the once it launches, one, they're looking for 5,000 solopreneurs. That's just simply people who have web properties, so that they can match you up with other business owners who have something to sell, and then that's where the ad revenue comes in. And also, one of the things, part of the program, where if you want to sell your web property, you could put it out there on the platform as for sale, and you don't even really have to sell it, but they say you can just get an estimate of what people are willing to offer for your property. So I just wanted to give some context to how they were using the term solopreneur. It's just referring to an individual business owner who may not have any employees.
Understood. I want to give a quick response to that. As I shared in my bio, one of my advisors invented the internet as we know it, and that's Mr. Emmett McHenry, a black man. My senior programmer is a gentleman by the name of Christopher Roth, who was the senior programmer for Yahoo. We do not let Google roam our whatimall.com. We are an engine. Our engine is prettier than Craigslist, but uglier than many sites, but we have some very unique work that we do. You cannot take a look at us from the outside. We have no interest in having Google search us. We care less about Google, which is a bizarre statement, but I did say earlier, things I do, things I talk about are not normal. I don't do what everybody else does. So just for those who want to get to know me and my network, you know how to find me, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's... how do you say it? I'm still thinking about his back porch, because I remember there was a time that the senior, Mr. Adolph Doolin, had put it out there in the universe that he would like for the Soulful Kitchen to be franchised. Also, speaking of franchise, from week to week, I can't squeeze in everything, and I wanted my guests to have the full hour this morning, so there may be some subjects I'm not going to be able to get to each week, but I did want to give kudos out to Lori for Juicy Juice Bar in Carson. Are you familiar with Juicy Juice in Carson, Brian?
Extremely. We both are co-members of Recycling Black Dollar. That's one of my queens that I have high respect for. Just saw her a couple last week at the Recycling Black Dollars meeting. Yes.
I remember when I was living in Carson, and it was Smiley's Bookstore Juice Bar at that time. And I used to walk over there in the morning and support her with encouraging words, or she had some groceries that she was bringing in. But she's moved her location, and she's expanding. And she had told me several times, and I followed up with her. I said, do you eventually look for Juicy Juice Bar to be a franchise? And she said, yes, Andrea, which I think I look forward to having one of her franchises. Even if the Doolins, if they do franchising, I look to have one of those as well. And that's another way to be an entrepreneur. Already tap into a company that's already going, so you don't have to spin your wheels. And it's just the wheels already made. Just grab onto a spoke and keep on going.
Amen.
But this and that's something that we have to also look at. So it's working smart, not hard, even in having a business, home-based business, which has really thrived since, 2005 till now, Brian? So many people, you work a job during the day, and at night on the weekend, you're the weekend entrepreneur. And eventually, if you never give up and stay focused, the weekend entrepreneur will turn into... your 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. So I give kudos, or 7 days a week, I give kudos to all the entrepreneurs, Brian Franklin and all the other ones that have stepped out on faith and using technology to increase cash flow, which is something that you have to really almost take classes on the internet, or search or use Brian Franklin as a conduit for information, because we can get out of the situations that we're in. And another reason why I'm in business is to turn around and create jobs and dispel the myth that you don't want to do business with another black person. I do. And we should be able to support each other. And instead of down talking, we should uplift. And if you have something negative to say, say it directly to that entrepreneur instead of the person that, instead of talking behind their back. But I want to thank Brian and thank Scotty for his excellent professionalism this morning. And as we're closing out, I want to thank my father, but I also want to say in closing, breaking chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity. Brian, my king, Scotty, my king, thank you both for being a part of this today's entrepreneur. And God, we trust, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.